Well, now to other news. According to the Associated Press, President Trump's campaign is suing his former White House aide and Apprentice contestant Amorosa Manigault Newman, alleging breach of a secrecy agreement that she signed during the campaign. This news comes after she released a tape on CBS This Morning. She said it's Trump campaign workers, including Katrina Pearson, the spokeswoman for Trump's 2016 campaign, talking about another tape that had surfaced on which they say the candidate uses the N-word. They say the candidate asked them for advice.
He goes, "How do you think I should handle it?" And I told him exactly what you just said, Amorosa, which is, well, it depends on what scenario you're talking about. And he said, well, why don't you just go ahead and put it to bed?
And joining us now is NBC senior politics editor Beth Fooey. Beth, this was pretty explosive this morning, and now it's followed by, well, there was a tweet from the president about Amorosa, and now news from the Associated Press that his campaign is suing her. Pretty elevated here.
Yeah, and NBC News has confirmed that as well. Yeah, it's gotten incredibly ugly, as you noted, Robin. In addition to the just kind of escalating back and forth between Omarosa and others around in the Trump orbit, President Trump himself on Twitter this morning called her a dog, which is quite extraordinary. We of course know this president is pretty fond of mocking people or using diminutive terms for people if he is angry with them or wants to settle score. But the fact that he would call her a dog sort of takes this to a whole other level.
Well, we should say it is not the first time the president has called someone a dog, but she is the first black woman he has called that a dog, I believe. And the tweet is, when you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just doesn't work out. Good work by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog. And, of course, we could find sound, as others have, of President Trump praising Omarosa. This obviously has a lot to do with her being fired and with the fact that her book about the Trump White House, Unhinged, comes out today.
Yeah, I mean, and there have been other tell-all books that have come out but haven't provoked quite this level of acrimony from the president. And if you think about it, he has had a relationship with Omarosa for many, many years, going back to 2004 when she first appeared on The Apprentice. And then, of course, she came back for a couple of other iterations of that show. So clearly, she's somebody that's been in his life for a long time. She joined the campaign. We know that he expects and demands loyalty from those around him. So this probably feels like an immense betrayal to him, that not only someone he knew as in his role as a TV host and reality show star, but then transitioning into the White House with her, that she on some level owes him something, and that this is her turning around and betraying him and many things that she knows about the White House. Well, so there's that justification perhaps for President Trump, but the extent that he has gone to both call her these diminutive, very belittling names, and now for his campaign to take legal action against her has definitely made it clear that he's looking at this in a much more dramatic way than perhaps others.
Well, talk for a second about these confidentiality agreements. She admits that she signed one during the 2016 campaign. There's debate as to whether or not his White House staff was asked to sign these, non-disclosure agreements, which really make no sense. If somebody's called before Congress, they certainly couldn't hold up a piece of paper that someone asked them to sign in the White House. But she says she did sign one during the campaign. Does this mean that they're going to try to stop the publication of her book?
Well, the book is already out, and thanks to President Trump, it will probably bump the sales of the book up quite a bit, given the amount of attention he's paid to it. Look, Robin, I'm not sure it's quite the case, as you point out, that as a public official or somebody working in the White House is on taxpayer dime, one can hardly imagine that these NDAs would be enforceable. We do know that many people in the White House were asked to sign them, but at this point, most legal experts believe that they cannot be enforced because these people don't work for President Trump. They work for the people. They work for the people who pay their salaries. On the other hand, it was probably pretty shrewd of this lawsuit to go forward out of the Trump campaign, because that is a different animal. That is a private organization. If she signed an NDA, it's now on the campaign to make the case that the campaign NDA would cover her time in the White House, and now this time that she's been out of the White House for the last, you know, 7 months. It seems it's a tall order, but one they feel that they must pursue.
Well, and as we heard this morning, she has tapes, and this one this morning, pretty damning. The staff, some of whom said, we don't know anything about a conversation about the N-word. She now has a tape in which they say they heard him say the N-word, and they're going to try to figure out how to spin that. So pretty damning there. But Beth, we only have about a minute left, and I want to ask you, we have other news today, which is that the defense team, which pretty much started its case today, has rested its case in Paul Manafort's trial. This is President Trump's former campaign chair. They're not going to bring anyone to the stand.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary, although I guess the point lawyers would tell you is that it's on the prosecution, it's on the government to make their case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's not up to the defense to prove or insist that Paul Manafort is innocent. So perhaps his legal team believes that line was not crossed, that the government has not yet made a strong enough case for the charges, and that they don't want to respond to them. They want the jury to basically come to that conclusion as well.
Beth Fooey, senior politics editor at NBC News, with a lot going on in
so
politics.
Much.
Beth, thank you.
Thank you.